Good morning and happy Advent. Thank you. Good morning. So today we got to do, what did Kaya, our acolyte, do with the candles today? She lit all four of them, right? So we have been on this journey and we continue on this journey towards what? What's happening next week? Christmas. Did you forget?
No, I
didn't. Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't forget. So we have these four candles that we've been lighting each week to mark the 4 weeks. And if you look at our banners back there, they tell us what each candle symbolizes: love, hope, joy, and peace. Now, there's one missing. What candle is missing? Do you know? It's this white one. When do you think we light this white candle?
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve. Well, when I grew up, we only lit it on Christmas Day. But Pastor Michael and I disagree about that. So we light it on Christmas Eve, which is fine. It's just different traditions. So this candle, I'm going to put it in here, but we're not going to light it yet, because the white candle is the Christ candle. And it, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we celebrate that Jesus is born. And so we wait to light that candle as a reminder that we're waiting for Jesus even while God is still with us all of the time. So let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your promises of love, hope, peace, and joy. Be with us on this journey as we wait for the light of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. There are coloring posters in the back and crayons that you're welcome to help color. And also, after this service, we will have the Happy Birthday Jesus Party. So you can come to the fellowship hall. We'll have some fun things to do there. Okay? Thank you. You may go back to your seats.
The scriptures record that God's chosen people were living in a world of darkness and bondage, but Isaiah prophesied that an eternal light of hope and promise would soon arrive.
Darkness on them, a light will shine. In time, the long-awaited promised one did come, shattering the dark night of hopelessness and dismay for the chosen people of Israel. But he came not as many had anticipated. For God chose two common individuals to fulfill the divine plan as the earthly parents of the Messiah, a carpenter named Joseph and a young maiden named Mary. Caesar Augustus had issued a decree that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was to return to their ancestral home for the census. Joseph and Mary went to the town of Bethlehem, the city of David, because Joseph belonged to the house and the line of King David. While they were there, Jesus was born.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with the holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay.
Just outside of Bethlehem, there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, the quiet routine of an ordinary watch was shattered as this night became like none other they had ever experienced. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone brightly around them. They were terrified.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, the sky was filled with a great company of the heavenly host, appearing with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to all."
When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened and which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off to Bethlehem, where they found Mary and Joseph and the newborn baby who was lying in the manger.
All is well, let there be peace on earth.
Christ is come,
When the shepherds had seen the newborn Christ child, they spread the word about what they had witnessed. They shared the news about what they had been told to them by the angel and what they had seen with their own eyes. All who heard them were amazed at what the shepherds said. But Mary, the chosen mother of Jesus, treasured all of these things and pondered them deeply in her heart. The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which had been just as the angel had told them.
Angels call to shepherds, leave your flocks at rest. Journey forth to Bethlehem, find the lambkin blessed.
Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now
Jesus was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people.
There came a man who was sent from God by the name of John. He came to bear witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone, the radiant, holy light of God, Jesus, the Messiah, was now in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him, yet to those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
The Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of God, full of grace and truth.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. All we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome home.
Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we could have known what long-awaited holy stranger. Make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem seeking him. "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
After consulting with the chief priests and the teachers of the law, Herod sent the Magi to Bethlehem. "Go and search for the child. When you have found him, report back to me so that I too may go and worship him."
They went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, stopping over the place where the child was. Entering the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, the Magi returned to their home by another route.
Thank you.
Were you there on that first Christmas night? In many, many ways, you were there, and so was I. From shepherds to magi, the most common of people to the most sophisticated, we have all been invited to kneel before the Christ child who comes to free us from the chains that bind us. God has chosen ordinary people like us in the same manner that Joseph and Mary were chosen to share the love of Christ with our world. On this day, like that first Christmas night, we are humbled by the incarnation story that God would come to us in human form. Celebrate the great news of a miraculous Christmas night. Invite Christ to be born anew in your heart. Sing with angels, shepherds, magi, and the people of faith. Glory to God on high. Glory to the newborn King.